Revelation chapter 22. And he showed me a river of water of the Father's life, transparent as clear ice, flowing out of the throne of God and of the Lamb, in the center of the city square, and on both sides of the river was the tree of his life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, producing its fruit every month. And the leaves of the trees were for ministering to the nations. And the curse will be no more. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. And there will be no more night. They will not need lamps or sunlight, for the Lord God will be their light. And they will reign forever and ever. Then he said to me, "These words are reliable and true." And the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, sent his angel to show his servants these things, which must take place in a short space of time. Understand this: I will come suddenly, without warning. He who pays careful attention to the words of the prophecy of this scroll is blessed. And I, John, am he who heard and saw these things. And when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who showed me these things. And he said to me, "Be careful not to do that. I am a fellow servant with you, and with your brethren, the prophets, and with those who pay careful attention to the words of this scroll. Worship God." And he said to me, "Don't seal up the words of the prophecy of this scroll, for the time is closing in. He who is unrighteous, let him continue to be unrighteous. And he who is filthy, let him continue to be filthy. And he who is righteous, let him continue to be righteous. And he who is holy, let him continue to be holy. Look, I will come suddenly, without warning, and my reward is with me to recompense each man according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Those who wash their robes, that is, purify their lives, are blessed, since in this way they may have the right to eat of the tree of God's life, and may enter into the city by the gates. Outside are the dogs, those who practice witchcraft and use drugs, those who practice sex outside of the marriage union, and murderers, and those who worship something other than God, idolaters. Even everyone who loves and does what is false, that is, the opposite of the truth. I, Jesus, have sent my angels to proclaim these things to you for the benefit of the gatherings of the called out ones. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright star of the dawn. And the Spirit and the bride say, "Come." And he who hears, let him say, "Come." And he who is thirsty, let him come. He who desires it, let him take the water of the Father's life without cost. I testify to every man who hears the words of the prophecy of this scroll. If any man adds to them, may God add to him the calamities which are written in this scroll. And if anyone takes away from the words of the scroll of this prophecy, may God take away his part from the tree of God's life and from the holy city, things which are written about in this scroll. He who testifies concerning all these things says, "Truly I will come suddenly without warning." Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. May the grace of the Lord Jesus be with those set apart for God. Amen. This is the end of Revelation chapter 22, and the end of the book of Revelation, and the conclusion of the New Testament. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.